in Calumet. Lots of hockey activities are planned. So John is back. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in again. And a big weekend coming up at the Coliseum, isn't it?
Yeah, big weekend. It's hockey days this weekend at the Coliseum. And this is something we've been planning for about a year. And we're really excited about it. We think this is probably going to be one of the best hockey weekends we've had in quite a few years.
Now, a lot of people are aware that there are a couple of Calumet JV and varsity hockey games this weekend against Detroit Jesuit. They're aware that the Calumet Wolverines are playing tomorrow night. But what else is going on?
Well, we have some other teams coming in from out of the area. We have a team coming up from Illinois tomorrow. We have a couple of teams coming up from Wisconsin, Green Bay, which isn't that unusual for the Coliseum, but it was nice to be able to get a lot of this happening all on the same weekend.
And this involves play by teams at all levels, right?
Yes, it does. All the way up from Squirts, Peewees, Bantams, all the way through high school, and like you mentioned, the Wolverines also.
And some fundraising activities going on to help with your efforts to keep the Coliseum in shape and move forward with some improvements as well, starting with a pasty sale tonight.
Yes, we're having a pasty sale. We're also doing baskets. We're having raffles. Jamie Phillips over at Tech has been working with our goalies. He's been volunteering to help out once in a while. He's donated a stick, so we're going to be doing a silent auction for a stick. And it's going to be a busy weekend, a lot of fundraising activities, and all of that's going to go to our capital campaign.
Pancake breakfast tomorrow, of course, that's a part of it as well. And the capital campaign, at this point, your next goal, having already done the ice plant and the Zamboni and the scoreboard, your next goal is boards and glass.
Next one is boards and glass.
Any idea when you get to that point?
It's hard to say right now. We've already gotten a grant to go towards that, which is helping. In the next week or so, we're going to kick off a fundraising campaign for the boards and glass. And if everything goes perfect, it'll be this summer. But we'll see.
Well, that would be great if you could do that this summer.
It would be fantastic. Yep, it's something that's really needed up there.
You guys have accomplished a lot.
It's been a busy few years, that's for sure.
You have accomplished a ton of stuff. The kids who are associated with the Ice Kings and the Junior Kings, they get in free to the Wolverines game tomorrow night?
They do. Any of the kids that show up wearing their jerseys, their Ice King jerseys, they'll get into the Wolverines game for free. And the Wolverines are calling it Bridgepocalypse 2015. Celebrating being on the right side of the bridge.
Bridgepocalypse.
So, yep, there's a little bit of something for everyone, and the Wolverines are going to have an after party at Shooty's after the game, again, carrying on with the bridge theme. So we really want to pack the building from the JV game. You know, all day we're going to be busy, but it would really be great to have that building packed for the Wolverines.
Yeah, we have the full schedule posted on our community calendar at Keweenawreport.com, so you can go there and check out when all the games are going to be played and all of the other things that are going on during the big hockey weekend in Calumet. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting both of the Calumet Copper Kings games against Detroit Jesuit, the varsity games. Tonight, pregame begins at 6:40. Tomorrow afternoon, pregame begins at 4:40. And the face-off at 5 o'clock on our sister station, KBAR 102 and KBAR102.com. So hope you have a wonderfully successful weekend. Hope nobody gets stuck too long by the bridge.
Oh, I don't think anyone will have any problem with that.
We're going to
have fun.
You're going to have a good time, and I hope you have a good turnout, John. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me.
John Carroll from the Calumet Hockey Association here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.